Le Breakdown. That's right, LeBron fans. You are listening to Le Breakdown, the podcast where we break down every single LeBron James basketball game the day after it's played. Why? Because I'm abroad, and I don't really have the chance to watch these games live unless I stay up until 3 in the morning. However, that doesn't really make a lot of sense for me to say it for this podcast, because this was a Sunday afternoon game, so I actually could have caught this one last night in real time, and I did attempt to. But if you've heard me talk about it before, sometimes the games, if you try to watch it while it's actually happening on NBA League Pass, you get a lot, you're getting about 400 kilobytes per second, which is very pixelated, and sometimes the feed pauses during crucial moments. So I decided to, it flexed my willpower that I've built up over these years of being an NBA fan abroad, and I held off. I did not check any score. I did go to ESPN once by mistake, but managed to not see the NBA score last night, and held off and did my morning routine, and now I'm back, and I'm sitting down, and I just finished watching a pretty phenomenal Heat versus Bulls game. I guess I'm being a bit loose when I use the term phenomenal, but it was a good game. It was interesting because these two teams are very exciting, or very heated rivals, and it makes it very exciting to watch them, especially when they play in Chicago, because the fans get heated. They got a lot of, for those of you who don't remember, LeBron, when he made the decision to go to the Heat, a lot of people thought he was going to go to the Bulls, and apparently including a lot of Chicago fans, so they're still not letting him forget it. And, obviously, with D. Rose going down the last couple of years, the rivalry has faded a little bit. But you got Joakim Noah, who's super exciting, and a pretty solid Bulls lineup and a really good coach in Tom Thibodeau. Just every player there is solid. They tend to make the right play. Not overflowing with talent, but good squad. So let's get into this game, because like I said, it was interesting. And I'm going to try and, not make this podcast take forever. So let's get into this. LeBron. To be honest, LeBron fans, you might want to turn this one down or just skip forward a little bit. In fact, you're going to be doing a lot of skipping. But you know what? LeBron fans, you might want to give this one a pass altogether. Nah, I'm playing. Stick with it. Because that's the beauty of sport. You got to be there for the ups and the downs. So, first quarter, 10:30 mark. LeBron's first touch. He gets stripped for a turnover on a freight train, which has happened a couple of times the last couple of games. It didn't happen very much the first half of the season. 10:15 mark, though, he causes a turnover on the other end. So it's amazing. 15 seconds after he turns it over, he gets a steal. It's incredible how often LeBron will, give up a three-pointer in his face and go down and hit a three, or vice versa. I'd like to know what his percentage is for answering back on his own errors. So he answers back real quickly. D-Wade gets a couple of free throws. What else do we have? 8:59 mark. LeBron gets his pass stolen by Kirk Heinrich. That leads to Carlos Boozer draining a couple of free throws. And LeBron just kind of drifting this whole first quarter. He doesn't take his first shot until the 6:33 mark. Which seems like a long time, doesn't it, for LeBron James to be on the floor 5.5 minutes and no shots off? But it's not like the Heat were pouring it on. It was a fairly low-scoring first quarter. So he takes his first shot at the 6:33 mark, misses a 15-footer. Next Miami possession, misses a 19-footer, this time from the right wing, and doesn't get onto the board until 30 seconds later at the 5:22 mark. He has actually a very nice freight train move and finishes it with the left as he was coming down. So one of those plays where he just almost had to tuck his knees up so it wouldn't be a travel. He just flicked it up with the left hand. Really pretty. Next Miami possession, though. 2-on-1 with D-Wade. D-Wade throws up the alley-oop, and I don't know if it was a bad pass or if LeBron just couldn't handle it, but the ball did not go in the basket off of LeBron's hands. He kind of bobbled it off the backboard. And that was a weird play. Usually D-Wade to LeBron, that's money. You can just count that. 2-on-2 even, and that's over. So, unusual error there. Then at the 4:07 mark, turnover on it. Just a terrible outlet pass. I think it was Taj Gibson who just stepped in. Taj Gibson just looked shocked that this ball was coming right to him off of LeBron's hands. But he answers that with the steal right back. So 4:07 mark with the turnover. 3:51 LeBron with the steal on Kirk Heinrich. 2:47 mark misses a 20-foot set shot. And that's really all the LeBron action from that quarter. So he's 1 of 5 2 points. And the Bulls are up 21-19. And sounds boring, but actually it wasn't that boring of a quarter. There's some good defense and some decent ball movement and just good closeout. So not exciting from a high-scoring standpoint, but some solid B-ball. Second quarter, there was a great interview with Yannick Noah. I'm sure if you watch the highlights, you will see this. Yannick Noah, who is a legendary tennis player and the father of Joachim Noah, who obviously is the star for the Bulls, and who's been on a tear, by the way, lately. Joachim Noah with 3 triple-doubles his last 12 games. And he's a center, and not, you know, he is skilled, but not in the traditional sense. And, you know, he's just effort-wise, he's super skilled, just like his dad was, a lot of passion. So he's being interviewed on the sideline, and while the interview is going on, there's a great Noah had a great sequence, and his dad had to stop talking and just start cheering. It started with Noah one-on-one with LeBron on the left wing. LeBron tries to take him into the hole. Can't. Noah recovers, and LeBron tries a little step back and misses, so crowd goes crazy. But the rebound goes a little bit loose, and Noah out-hustles LeBron to poke it to Butler. So Jimmy Butler gets it, and so Yannick Noah going even more crazy. Jimmy Butler, fast break the other way, tries for the layup on the left side. He misses, but Joachim Noah is there for the rebound and gets fouled trying to put it back. And then Yannick Noah just loses it. He's high-fiving everyone. He's got a standing O. He's giving his son a standing O. And it was pretty awesome. It's definitely a legendary, in-action interview with one of the fans or family of one of the players. It was pretty awesome. Especially because Yannick Noah is so legendary himself. So that's a great highlight. Look that up. Definitely look that up. That happened in the second quarter. And then what happened? Oh, yeah, and then Butler misses, and then Noah makes 1 of 2 free throws, but if he would have made the second one, the crowd would have went crazy. They were chanting MVP, they were just going nuts. It was a cool moment for him. Then LeBron goes back the other way, but a minute later, 4:36 mark, he throws down an alley-oop from Chalmers, clearly got fouled by DJ Augustine, got pushed in the stomach, it was no call. And then at the 4:05 mark, pretty funny sequence here. LeBron, ahead of the pack, gets the outlet pass from Wade over everyone, but he just can't quite handle it. He bobbles a pass, loses it. But then he gets tangled up with Jimmy Butler on the floor, and they're basically having like a jiu-jitsu match in the backcourt while everyone else is going the other way towards the Miami basket. And, start with Butler kind of puts his foot in LeBron's face. LeBron kind of shoves him with an elbow, and then they just kind of going back and forth, and then Tony Brothers, the ref, actually had to get in between them, like when a boxer's when boxers are clinching and the ref is trying to get in between them to stop clinching. So they got double techs for that. It was funny. The Jimmy Butler, no back down from him at all. He doesn't care who LeBron is, quite clearly. Then the 1:57 mark, LeBron, a pass right through his hands from D-Wade. D-Wade under the basket, LeBron cutting hard to the hole from the left side, and again, I couldn't tell completely if it was just a bad pass, but it looked like he got both hands on it and just couldn't squeeze it. But with that being said, Miami actually went on a lovely 15-2 run to end the quarter. It would have been 15-0 run, but Noah hit a running hook shot with about 2 seconds left, and that gave them a 43-37 lead going into halftime. So obviously still very low scoring, especially for Miami, only 43 points. And you know, it's something I noted. I've noted this in previous basketball games. I think it was actually against the Bulls. I think it was when the Bulls played Miami. Could be wrong. But when I see the Bulls leaving, they're giving high fives to all the fans at halftime, which is, I think, unusual even for the home team. They tend to just sort of get their head down until the end of the game. But no, the fans are reaching out, so they're hooking it up. LeBron, I didn't see a long shot of him walking in, but I did see him walk past quite a few people. Maybe 4 or 5, just not even looking up. I just don't understand how they can do that. I really don't. Like, I know you're famous, but isn't there like some sort of human aspect to it? I don't know. So LeBron, only 2 of 7, 4 points in the whole first half. Quiet. So let's get on to the third quarter then. I won't dwell. Third quarter, 11:30. 30 seconds in, first Miami possession. Terrible pass picked off by Heinrich, who gets fouled then by Bosch at midcourt. 9:40 mark, LeBron, 14-foot baseline jumper, clank, and just really strong, like, You know, I'm not a hater. I like to see LeBron play well. This is the third game in a row now that I'm just watching him struggle. I don't enjoy it. And, you know, I'm not giving him crap. Obviously, he's trying, but weird. And, you know, particularly, this is... Normally, I'm rooting for the Heat to lose, but they're playing against the Bulls here, who are one game behind the Raptors for third in the East. So, obviously, I want them to lose this game. And LeBron is not helping the cause. But, let me say this. At the 9:25 mark, after he misses that baseline jumper, they get the Miami gets a steal. And it wasn't a steal, actually. The Bulls went down, took a three-point shot. Dunleavy misses it, glances off the rim. And LeBron, kind of a quick rebound comes to him. And he fires, I don't know, Wade released on the shot. And he fires a chest pass. I'm talking a proper chest pass. Full court. It almost looked like a rising fastball. And just right in the pocket, in between Heinrich Dunleavy Jr., to D. Wade for the layup. So a really ridiculously athletic pass there. And, you know, I used to talk about this a lot, about the extra zip on the LeBron chest passes. I haven't seen as much of that lately. So that was a bit of a treat. Right on target. It was pretty phenomenal. 2:32 mark. He gets a great pass from Cole on the back cut and throws it down. That was probably the biggest LeBron highlight. He had a really nice dunk there on the right side. And then a minute later, he drains a right wing three. And you think, all right, here we go. LeBron starting to heat it up. And in fact, he needed that because he was almost, I mean, not really, but there was a bit of a fear that he wasn't even going to get to continue his double-digit scoring streak. I think he only had 9 points nearing the end of the third quarter. And then with 16.6 seconds left, he hits a driving short jumper from the left side. That's right. Really, really nice drive up and then almost seemed to stop in the air, even though he was drifting, and adjusted the shoulders and dropped that ball in nicely. And the Heat held on to the lead. They had an 8-point lead going into the fourth quarter. LeBron only 5 of 13 for 11 points. But, you know, 8-point lead. They'll take it. 10:20 mark. LeBron, starting off the quarter nicely, fills the passing lane. Again, he does this in slow motion sometimes. As soon as once he saw that ball, he was going to get his hand on it, he pretty much just relaxed, tipped it forward to himself, took a couple of galloping strides, and then a couple of quick ones, and flying at the rim for the hammer dunk. It's pretty sweet. It never gets boring to see the way he does it with such ease. But let me see. So LeBron, he has that highlight. Then he gets a rest. They put him on the bench. What happens? And I believe that dunk gave him a 12-point lead. They might have got the 12-point lead afterwards. But in any event, Miami has a 12-point lead. LeBron sits down. Bulls, 13-0 run the next 3.5 minutes. In an all different variety of ways. And all of a sudden, they're at 75-74. 6:19, LeBron comes in, straight away misses a 20-foot left-wing jumper. But next Miami possession, gorgeous touch pass to Bosch. D-Wade dumps it down to LeBron, looks like, you know, in the left block, looked like he was going to make a move just from the position that he was in, but he just one-handed volleys to Bosch in the left corner, who was on from three in this game, and he drains it. Next Miami possession, LeBron coming down, missing a right wing three, dribble up. Now he's 6 of 16. I'm thinking, man, it's getting a bit late for this. You know, he's going to start putting that ball in. His shooting percentage is plummeting the last few games, and it's actually looking like they might lose this game. I mean, the Bulls are starting to come back a little. And, you know, I thought at that point, this game right now, it was starting to set up for some LeBron heroics. You know, he's struggling, not looking sharp. Last couple of games, coming off of a sick, you know, his career high, best game ever. And I was expecting this to be set up for some LeBron heroics. I thought this game is going to be tight, going down to the wire, and LeBron's going to have a chance to win this game. 2:48 mark. He blocks Joakim Noah from behind. Right? This is with Miami up 2. Noah about to lay it in to tie the game. LeBron getting a rare block. He only averages 0.3 blocks per game. So blocking Joakim Noah, big play. But he blocks him out of bounds, not able to hang on to it. And then this was a squirrely play as far as I'm concerned. 0.9 seconds on the clock. They inbound to Noah in the paint. He tips it, then catches it, and then puts it up. And they say that there's enough time in 0.9 seconds to do that. If you look at the replay, it looked, you know, like it was good, but I think they started the clock way too late. But they count it, and that tied the game up at 82. 2:13 mark. Wow. LeBron gets stripped by Jimmy Butler. Noah picks it up. So LeBron, driving hard to the right, stripped by Butler cleanly, goes to Noah. He whips an outlet up to Taj Gibson. Gibson with a monster dunk and one the other end. He winds up missing the free throw, so that makes it 84-82. LeBron now, he's got the ball. And Miami down two. One-on-one with Noah, right wing. One minute, 10 seconds remaining. Beautiful crossover dribble on Noah. Noah still stays with him, but LeBron, just too fast and powerful, goes from the right side to the left and lays it in softly with the left on the left side of the rim. Just beautiful. Gorgeous basketball. And I was thinking, this is it. This is going to be another highlight for the post-career DVD. Ties the game at 84. 50 seconds left. D. Wade, beautiful steal. Heat are not able to score. 20 seconds to go. Kirk Heinrich driving in the lane. Lefty scoop shot over Bosch. Underhanded lefty scoop shot. Ties the game up at 86. So that sets up what I thought was going to be the LeBron game winner. LeBron's got the ball. 20 seconds to go. Dribble, dribble, dribble. Makes a couple of moves on Jimmy Butler. Drives hard to the right side. Cleanly stripped again. Unbelievable. So two times in the last 2 minutes, stripped by Jimmy Butler on the drive. And that left LeBron 7 for 21 for the game. He only had 15 points and zero free throw attempts. Zero free throw attempts the entire game. So on to overtime. All right, still a chance to be a hero. 302, misses a right wing three badly. Okay, from the right wing, and he barely grazed the rim on the left side. That's right. Just a terrible, terrible depth on the shot there. I mean, I don't know what it was right on line, but way over. Imagine, you know, I would love to be that strong. I don't think I've ever overshot an NBA three-pointer. Pretty sure I haven't. But yeah, so 302 misses that one badly. And then the big plays here in this game was Joakim Noah. I mentioned him earlier. He had a huge play with Chicago already. They went on a nice little run to start the game. They were up, I think, 5 or 7. And Jimmy Butler misses a shot. Chris Anderson looks like he's got the rebound. Noah just takes it away from him, lays it in. Miami goes back the other way. Mario Chalmers tries to drive on Noah. Noah blocks him in the paint. That leads to a 3-on-1 and free throws for Jimmy Butler. He hits them both. Bulls go up 95-86, and that's ball game. LeBron gets the only points for the Heat in overtime at the 124 mark with a wide open layup. And with 30 seconds to go, he misses kind of an awkward runner in the lane, and that's it. Ball game. Bulls win 95-88. So third straight loss for the Heat. And unfortunately for me as a Raptor fan, big win for the Bulls. And so they're just sitting one game behind the Raptors now, I believe. And on to this box score, because this box score is a weird one. Got to say, I've not seen LeBron play like this in a long time. He managed to be +6 on the floor, which is impressive in a loss. But they did go on big runs without him. So that's why defensively, I'm not going to carve him up too much. Defensively, I think he made a big impact on this game. So his overall line, 8 for 23. That's all right. Remember a few months ago when he was talking about how jealous he was of Durant getting up 20-plus shots a night? And what imagine what he could do with it? Well, I see 17 points on this one, LeBron. 8 for 23, 17 points, 0 for 0 free throws. So not a single free throw attempt. First time since December 2009 that's happened. He did show up with 9 rebounds and 8 assists, though. So a couple of small stats off a triple-double. And he did have 3 steals and a legit block. However, you know, you get 3 steals, but you throw 4 turnovers on top of that. And kind of did it seem a little bit less impressive. And then you had D. Wade. He had a big game. He was 25 points on 7 of 16. But he was 7 of 9 at one point, I think. He just fully cooled off in the second half. He was only able to get a free throw. And he was on the court for a lot of those runs going the opposite way, and he was actually minus 11 out there, which is very unusual. His plus-minus is usually always good, no matter what happens to the Heat. All right, so that's ball game. And on the scale, I mean, what do? On offense, I mean, it's obviously it's a zero. I'm not giving him any points for offense, none at all. Yeah, I had 8 assists, but 4 turnovers. So I'm not hooking you up with anything there. 8 of 23, nothing. 17, no, so 0. You get a 3 for the defense. Defense was solid. Wow factor 0. I wasn't wowed. I was wowed by the other players, but not by LeBron this game. So he's sitting on a 3. So after averaging about 10.5 or 11 out of 10 for 4 straight games, the last 3 games, LeBron has combined to get 10.5. Oh, sorry, the last 3 games. So not a good little stretch on the scale here. So looking forward to LeBron maybe picking his game up a little bit, especially because they're playing these Eastern Conference teams. So the Heat got the Wizards on Monday, I believe. Is that tonight? Yeah, tonight. So I'll be checking you all tomorrow. Hopefully there'll be a little bit different of a story, because as much as I like to see Miami lose, it's not that exciting to break down LeBron struggling. He's supposed to be the best player in the game. All right, y'all. Thanks for checking this one out. And again, tried to keep it short. 21 minutes. Failed. All right, y'all. Catch you all tomorrow. Thanks for checking out the Breakdown. Peace.